I have to say one of the biggest joys has been my son coming to class. Mike and I have been in this church for about 7.5 years, going to class, and we talk openly about it and that, but I've never, you know, pushed the boys in that, and I've kind of been feeding TJ a little bit, you know, you need to try it, you need to try it. He's just been like, no, I don't want to. And he came to Tuesday night class, probably about 3 weeks ago, I guess it was, and I'll tell you something, Tuesday night class was awesome. They tuned in on him, they didn't know he was my son, and it just, he was just higher than a kite on the way home. So anyone from Tuesday night class, thank you for that. And it just, it's like it opened something in him. And he started seeing that, you know, yes, he has had these gifts all along, and that it's really not that difficult to just be alert. And then Monday night class, he came and he saw his grandfather's reflection. He says, I mean, he said, I saw his nose and I saw his belly. And he said it was just like all there. And he started feeling, my father-in-law had colon cancer. And he started feeling the burning sensation in his abdomen low and that, and just some other things that he felt. And it's just, it's so exciting because as a parent, what we want for our kids is to not have to go through all the stuff that we had to go through to get here. We want them to be able to just have it a little easier. And I think with this thought pattern, and that's one of the things I want to talk about, it's easier to walk hand in hand with God and the angels than to just say, I'm going to do it on my own. And people will criticize you for that. I remember years ago, someone says, you Christians, you guys use God as the crutch in the Bible, and you know, you just can't do anything on your own. And you know, it's just, it's so pathetic. And I think, no, it's not pathetic. It's actually pretty smart, because we don't have to go, we still go through it. Nobody said that this path of spirituality and becoming a better person and the whole path that we've chosen to walk, nobody said it was going to be easy. Nobody said everything was going to be handed to you. It's just God promises that he's going to be there with us, and the angels walk hand in hand with us. And so there are certain things we have to go through because we're human, and we came here to learn lessons and to learn how to grow and become better people. And you know, each time we leave the earth plane and go on, we can then see what we've done and try to make better so that the next time we come back as a better person. I think each time you come back better. Just as I pray that my kids are better than I was, that they're a better parent, that they have a better life than I was. And I think that's what God's hope is for us. I want to talk about some of the fine lines that we as humans walk and how easy it is to cross over them. You know, if you've had a friend that's maybe, I'm going to use finances as a bit of a thing, because I think everybody struggles with finances. Either you have had too little, which is me, or too much. I'd like to try the too much sometime. But someday, maybe. You know, and if you've got a friend that's going through something the same as you are, it's really easy to pray for them and work and hope for the best, because going through certain things makes you more compassionate and empathetic to somebody than not having gone through it and just thinking you know what they're going through. It's just easier. So say your friend and you have been going through some hard financial times. And your friend calls and says, my financial troubles are over. Great grandma left the body and I am set for life. I don't have to worry about anything ever again. That's the first feeling you're going to feel. You're going to feel elated for your friend. You know, I'm so happy for my friend. That is so cool, you know. Let's go out and celebrate. And you say, okay, we'll go out and celebrate. And then you go look at your checking account and you see you've got $2. Well, so then what happens? You go from elation to, that never happens to me. I never have somebody die and leave me hundreds of dollars. Nobody ever gives me the lottery ticket numbers, so I never get those millions. So now you've gone from elation to self-pity without even really realizing it. And in that self-pity, then you start doing that. Well, everything always goes better for her than for me. She's just got it easier. And on and on and on. And next thing you know, you're full-fledged into jealousy. So you see these fine lines we can go on. You're happy, and then it's just real easy as a human to tumble down this road, and sometimes you don't even realize it. Another fine line is pride. We need pride. There's a certain amount of pride that each and every one of us needs. Because if we're proud of ourselves, we're going to try and look our best. We're going to try and be our best. We're, you know, you're going to go to your job and you're going to put in your best because you're proud of what you're doing. But at one point, do you go from being proud of yourself to be, I can do it. I am really good. You can't tell me anything. Now you've got that ego. And I'll tell you where ego is not needed. It is not needed in your spiritual walk. The minute your ego steps in and decides to take over, whatever good things have been going on, like if you've been in class and your attunement was good and you're going, yeah, I did that, as soon as you start taking that credit, I could pretty much guarantee next week in class you're probably going to be sitting there going, where is it? What happened? Or you're in the back, you're working the healing stools, you get off there and you say, I healed. I did the healing. You're not going to find the joy. You're not going to find that pleasure that you feel from working that. Because it's not you that's doing it. You just are saying, God, I'm going to be this empty vessel. Use me however you want to use me today. And that's when God and the angels, they love to hear that. I think that's got to be one of God's favorite things to hear is use me. You know, just here I am. Whatever I need to do, just use me. Help me to be aware and be open to it. Another one of the fine lines that we all cross, especially in this thought pattern and in Millie's classes, is us and the angels. There really aren't any differences between us and them, other than the fact that we are solid sitting here physically, we can see each other. But we know that we can see that energy. I was looking at a spider web today, and it was like I could see part of it with the light on it, and then the other part you couldn't see. But yet when I changed positions, I could still see the part that I couldn't see, and vice versa. And I thought, that's kind of how the angels are. Depending on where our perspective is, depending on what the light is, you can see them. You can walk through a spider web, and you can feel it. Sometimes you feel it really strong. And sometimes you just feel just a little brush somewhere that you know you've gone through something, but you're not sure how big or what, but you just know that something was there. And I just walked through a spider web last night, so I felt it all up my arm. You know, that's kind of how the angels are. We feel them. Sometimes we feel them strong, and sometimes you just feel that little brush that if you're not aware and you're not paying attention, you're not going to get it. So what I want to talk about is, what are the differences between the angels and between us? We have a physical body, so we get to experience all the physical things that our bodies have, which can be aches and pains and hormones and hunger and headaches and hot and cold and irritability. They don't have that. They also don't have the ability to just come in and sit down and look at Millie and say, hey, Millie, how you doing? Unless she's aware. That's the trick. I can come up to Millie and she knows I'm there because she can see me, you know, right there. And unless she doesn't want to talk to me and she gets up and walks away, we're probably going to have a conversation. They can do that, but unless you're being aware, they may come right up to you and you just walk away and you don't even realize it. Another thing is, you know, we came here to learn, and they are over there to learn. It's like, you know, this whole big circle, and it just continues and continues. Millie talks about the spiral. It is really a spiral. It's just, you're born, you know, we come here, and we know when we're born what we kind of want to work on. But at some point, our little brains just kind of shut that off, and here we go through life, and you know, some of us are 30, 40, 50, 60 before we realize that, oh my gosh, I have a purpose. You know, maybe these little triggers that I keep getting angry at, I keep getting impatient, I'm jealous, I'm upset, I'm constantly in turmoil. Maybe there's a reason for this. Maybe I need to stop and I need to look at it. Maybe there's a lesson. We all are here to learn lessons, whether it's a physical pain lesson, whether it's a drug lesson, or whatever it is, we're each here to learn. a lesson. And a lot of us, it's more than one lesson, and we have to go through these things to grow. Well, the angels are the same way over there. They feel free, and they have things that they want to learn. Thing is that they usually can know what they're learning, because unlike us, we have this tunnel vision. Most of us can only see what is affecting us. Whether we want to believe it or not, we are all pretty self-centered. You know, we see what's affecting us because that's who we are. And that's okay to know yourself. That's one of the most important things you will ever know, is to know yourself and know what your triggers are and know, you know, how you're feeling and how you deal with stuff, and try and get to know what it is that you need to be working on so you can get through it and get on to the better things. But they have this wide perspective. They can see each of the people's lives that they touched while they were here. They can know their thoughts. They can see what they need to do to try and help them. But alas, here we are down here. We have that thing called free will, that we can do whatever we want. We don't have to ask the angels for help. But yet, in order for them to help us, they can help us in ways without us asking, like maybe they can make the phone ring so that you're 5 minutes late getting out the door so you avoid an accident. But you don't have to answer that phone. You can ignore it and be in the accident. And yet they have tried. They will try. But we can choose not to go with those little signs. We've all heard it. Somebody says, you know, I was running out the door, I was late, and my keys that I put in the same spot every day, they disappeared. Where did they go? And you go rummaging through, and finally, you know, miracle of all miracles, you go back and there they are. You just missed them. There they were, and out you go. And as you get in your car, you realize that there was an accident that had just happened a couple minutes before. If you wouldn't have misplaced your keys, you would have been in it. We hear it all the time. But where they can really help us is when we ask them. And the thing is that that helps us, but even more importantly, it's helping them. One thing that I have learned is to really help yourself grow is be of service to somebody. Anybody who is in the service industry, I swear you're better for it. I think every child should have to work at fast food. My oldest son works at McDonald's, and I'll tell you something, he has learned so much. He has learned how awful people can be and how good people can be. And it's a very humbling experience, and anybody that works in service, you will know. People usually come to you, and even if it's not your problem or you didn't do it, they're going to blame you for it because they're angry at whatever someone else did. And you know, especially customer service. I don't think I would want that job for anything, but I like to learn by watching other people. So being of service and helping others is how we grow. So if that's how we grow, wouldn't it make sense that that's how the angels grow? When they go over and they're still working on stuff, the best way to help them out is to ask them for your help. Don't think that you've become so evolved that you're beyond the help of the angels. Because I guarantee you, the minute you start saying things like that, there's going to be these little things called tests that come up and just test you, and you're going to be going, oh my gosh, here I am with this again. As soon as I make the statement of, I can handle that now, I'm over that, I've, you know, moved on past that, I guarantee you, within a matter of hours or days, there's going to be one of those things to come along and test. And you know, I used to say, you know, angels, I made the statement and I've done pretty good. Why do you have to keep testing me? Don't you know this? Funny thing is I realized that I'm making the statement, I'm bringing the test on to prove to myself that I have. So it's always about you and your perception and how you deal with something. They're not making you do this. If you make a statement, you know, test yourself. It's not them testing you. And that was really kind of cool whenever I kind of figured that out, that it's not them testing me. It's a test for me to see if I really am. You know, we go through school and we have tests to show that we've learned this, so why not in life, you know? If I say, yes, I've learned to be patient. I can now go to the grocery store with 3 minutes left before I have to be to work, and I can be patient. Because I know that I'm going to be able to get through the grocery store in the line, la-da-da-da, no problem. Well, for one thing, giving yourself only 3 minutes to run into the grocery store and be at work is kind of a stupid test, because I can guarantee you're probably going to fail, and you're going to end up frazzled. But I can also say that you're probably going to be standing in line behind three people that are kind of in a daze and wait until their stuff is rang up. Oh, and then they're going to decide to write a check. And they're going to look for their checkbook and get it out. And they're not going to remember the day. And you're going to be standing there going, yes, I'm patient. And before you know it, all that patience that you've been bragging about is now out the door, and you've become very impatient. So when you start making statements, make sure you're ready to start making them, because, and then be aware when the tests come up. It is actually, I find it kind of interesting and fun. Somebody upsets me or something, and I make a statement about, that person just can't drive. I can guarantee you that I'm going to do the same stupid thing that they just did that upset me. I'm going to do it to someone else, and I usually go, oh, man, I just did that same thing, and I feel really bad, but I noticed it. And so I think, in some ways, I am my own worst enemy, because I really can berate myself for stuff. But then if I can get away from that and I can realize, you know what, at least you're alert to it. Be alert to when these things happen. Be alert to, oh, I just did that after I just berated that person for doing it, and here I just did it. I think it happens to all of us. And that's okay, because that's how we learn. We have to learn our lessons and be able to move on. And the angels want to help us. And I think that some people, since Mike and I have been in this whole thought pattern, we let people know, you know, how we feel and that, what we think and that. And some people, one customer said, when things were kind of rough financially and it just seemed like it was one thing after another, and, you know, at one point you're going, okay, God, I'm ready to be going down the hill instead of up the hill, or vice versa, whichever the positive or the good is. And this person said, well, I guess your angels aren't helping you out very much now. And yeah, that really bugged me for a long time. I thought, well, why would somebody say that? And then I realized that the best answer that I could give is, yes, they are helping us out. They're helping us out to have a better frame of mind about the whole situation. I find now, when it feels like the world is crumbling down around me, that I have peace and hope and faith that there's a better tomorrow. And we have these little Indian guides, and we have these little guides, and I have dragonflies that started following me about 3 or 4 years ago. And sometimes when I'm driving along or I'm doing something and I'm just thinking, you know, I really don't know if I can handle anything, I'll see a dragonfly. And that's like my little hope that says, everything's going to be okay. We're watching you. And it kind of triggers my mind to have a conversation. Because sometimes just talking to my angel friends, just talking to God, is all that I need to just kind of bring me right back to focus and that balance. When you're so off balance, sometimes just get in and out, and, you know, sometimes I have these prayers to God and I'm just upset. I'm not mad at him, but I'm mad at somebody or upset with something, and, you know, I'm just going on and on and on. You know, I'm talking to him like I would my friend. You know, God, I'm really mad at this. I can't believe this. And before you know it, I can go from being really upset and angry to feeling peaceful. I don't hear a big booming voice saying, all will be well. I don't hear all these perfect words of wisdom, but that peace that comes over you. And I think, from someone who suffered from depression in my life and who's had some of those psycho swings at times, when you are in the depths of that, the one thing that can pull you out is peace. To have that peace of mind and to have a hope that there is a better tomorrow, and that things do get better. But it's that peace that you get that just It's just, it's like that song that says, "The peace that passeth all understanding." If you can have that peace of mind, that peace within yourself, it can help you get through anything. And even when times are really bad, and you're saying, it can't get any worse, well, let me tell you something, it can. So don't make that statement, because that we've learned too, whenever you say, well, it can't get any worse, but it can. Just, you know, so you watch what you say and how you say it, and pay attention to the things around you, the things that make you irritable. Because remember, when I get mad at something that Michael has done, he didn't make me mad. I allowed myself to become mad at something that he did. I wish I could say that he forced me to be mad. That would make it a whole lot easier. If I could say, you know, he did this to make me mad, and I got mad because he forced me to be mad. But no, I have to take that on myself. If he's done something that made me mad, or if I've done something that made him mad, you choose to have whatever emotion comes up. Don't try to blame it on someone else. Just realize that you chose that emotion for whatever reason at that time. And, you know, I just recently went through almost 2 days of being pretty, pretty mad. And at one point I thought, you know, I don't like this feeling. It's uncomfortable. It's not becoming. And I just started asking for help to just get through it. And it's like, all of a sudden, that peace comes and you feel better. So remember, when you're walking your path, when times get tough, the angels are there and they are really, really, really wanting you to ask for their help. Because they can't make the decisions for you. They may go free, but they don't have all the answers, but they can help you have an easier walk. It's not going to mean that everything's going to be just perfect and your walk is going to be easy. You're still going to have those bumps and roller coaster rides and that. But at least at the times when you're hitting the pit, if you can remember to grab a hand or a finger or, you know, ask them to carry you, get the crutch, give me the wheelchair, just, you know, roll me along, it can help it be just a little bit easier. And that helps them go up on that spiral a little bit more, and it helps each of you be able to grow. And that's all I have.
God just said some flowers in this place. What do you say, Dan?
Yeah.
Wasn't that just wonderful?
The really first time I was forced to be with that Tuesday night. And her joy and her fun is very awful.
Isn't it wonderful?
Incredible. He is so grounded. For that good page is just absolutely.
Yep.
Thank you.
And Mike, are you just sitting back there proud, are you, Mike?
Beaming.
Is that grand? Aren't you glad that she took you up on that proposal? Married you, what, how long have you been married? 32 years? Anyone here for the first time? I think we're all old hats in here, aren't we?